my vision was that, you know, there would be this one-stop place that women could come to for everything that they need. We provide products such as wigs, prosthesis, mastectomy products, post-surgical garments, radiation skin care. We also have services such as yoga, meditation, Reiki, and a new program for counseling. We just try to provide as much support for women in all of their needs while they're going through their journey with cancer.
The minute you walk in the door, there's a feeling and an acceptance, and they'll listen to you if you're feeling bad, they'll listen to you if you're feeling up. They're engaged.
They try to really complete what we do in on the medical side to actually, you know, make sure that the whole patient is taken care of, not just the disease.
I can't tell you how many women we have sent over here who have just felt like they've had arms wrapped around them when they needed it most.
It's so important for women to know that these services are here, because in this day and age, there's really absolutely no excuse or reason for a woman not to have what she needs during surgery, post-surgery, during treatment. In the fact that we're a nonprofit, there's no differentiation in the services that are offered, whether you have the best insurance in the world or no insurance at all.
I'm Cheryl, a 3-year breast cancer survivor. Through all of the preliminary workup before surgery, my insurance policy had exhausted. Leaving my doctor, my plastic surgeon, one day, I passed by this place called In the Pink. I told them my story and that I didn't have health insurance. And it was right away that Jerry let me know that I was in the right place. She explained to me that if your doctor says you need it, get a prescription from him and we will get it for you, with or without health insurance.
In the Pink runs off of donations. Since working there, I've seen people come into In the Pink with nothing, no insurance, no guidance, literally on their last leg at the beginning stages of cancer, and leave with everything they need. That is because of great donations.
This is not a business that, you know, can make enough money from products that are sold or provided through insurance to stay alive. So we're constantly fundraising. We have activities throughout the year where we're supplementing, you know, the amount of money coming in. There is no donation that's too small. Every penny counts when you're talking about the services that a nonprofit can provide. You know, this is one of the few jobs I can say when I wake up in the morning, I can't wait to get to work. And believe me, I've had jobs where I didn't say that. So, you know, this one is not really a job. I see it more as a mission. And I think that everyone that works with me at In the Pink, at every location, feels the same way.